Is there general consent?
Great.
And that those committee reports come very high in the next meeting, including the structure report on attendance?
This is just...
No, I mean the next, not the meeting on the 28th, the next. LSP.
Call the question?
Nobody leaves till I give my pen back.
Okay. Now, before we go to public comment, I see Harrison has his card. Go ahead.
I think you were eliminating the opportunity to introduce new business.
I'm sorry. What's that again?
Item number 13 is 3 minutes devoted to the introduction of new business.
Okay. Item number 13 was designed to put the board on notice. Do you have something you want to put the board on notice about?
Yes.
Is there general consent that we can give him 1 minute to put us on notice? No votes, no discussion, no nothing. David?
No, I think we should. Yeah, there's a motion on the floor to do public comment and then adjourn, and I would like to do that. It still can be new business at the next meeting.
We've never voted on that. It's been moved and seconded that we go to public comment and move the rest of this agenda to our next regular meeting.
Call the question.
The question has been called for. Any second to that? Second. Okay. Those in favor of any debate on this and going to a vote, raise your red cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, and opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five.
Okay, the chair will break the vote by...
Tie.
Pardon me?
Break the tie.
By break the tie. I'm going to vote yes, that we end this agenda pretty much by going to public comment.
Point of order.
And moving the rest of these to...
Don, I have a point of order. Very obvious point of order.
The point of order, which the chair will recognize. Harrison?
To limit debate requires a two-thirds vote.
No, this isn't limiting debate. This is changing the agenda. This is changing the agenda.
That's right.
But, however, I'd like to call the orders of the day.
Okay, but calling of the orders of the day have to do with time certain. So, would you explain your call for the orders of the day? What's the time?
But that means you have to go to the item on the agenda that was scheduled for this time, and it can only be overruled by a two-thirds majority.
Okay. And the agenda item, on the agenda item in the order we're dealing with, David,
No, it would not be the order. No, it's not the order in which we're dealing with it. Each item has a scheduled time. We extended time twice. You calculate what time of day that item was supposed to be at, and you move to whatever that was supposed to be.
Okay, David, so let's look at the agenda.
Point of clarification.
If you look at agenda item 7.
Point of clarification.
Is that the one that you're referring to? Because we haven't covered agenda item 7.
Chair.
Okay. I want to just get clarity from Gabriel.
Yeah, but I'm going to give you more clarity because even with the extensions, you can't get to what you were supposed to be at this time because that was been over for 2 hours.
Right. Well, so I need David to call her.
So he might want to...
That's correct. She's quite correct. The last thing that we were at, when we did IPC elections, we had properly extended time. That went to 12:45. Actually, it went to 1. We broke at 1 to come back at 1:15. We have not... We had an extension of 10 minutes for dealing with the PNB, and that means essentially that we are done with the meeting. It is supposed to be adjourned. However, we're required by our bylaws to have a certain amount of public comment. I believe we've had something like 23 minutes of it so far.
Okay, so when you call for orders of the day, you were calling for what agenda item?
Where is adjournment?
Adjournment?
Except for public comment, he said.
Except for public comment.
Which is required.
Okay, I'm sorry, just to get us out of this quagmire.
Start with public comment.
I'm going to ask Harrison.
Yes, sir.
It is not business to alert the board of a new piece of business that you want to come before it. I'm going to ask you to post your new business to the board LSB04 and KVFK Lab, alert us what it is, because this does not allow for discussion or motions. So please KVFK LSB. Alert the board to your new business, and I'm going to rule that we go now to public comment. Those people who wish to speak, and incidentally, you will speak a second time, even if you spoke in the first session. Immediately after public comment, we probably will go to a motion to adjourn. Now, before we begin, you were out of the room, I believe, when the board voted yes on the motion around the elevator. Yeah, it was around the issue of the principal involved. Okay, so we can start on this side. There's a microphone that will be available. No, we're going to actually go for 15 minutes. But it's limited to 2 minutes each.
I don't believe that you are going about this properly because I don't think we had a time. I think that you deleted some agenda items without a proper procedure. You rearranged the numbers,
yes.
But it didn't mean you didn't have any times on this agenda. So you really do need to do the new business, and you need to do a little tiny thing of saying we're going to postpone the reports. Da 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 da. That is sort of the formal way. Not that you're eliminating them just because of some arbitrary time factors. That's the first part I just noticed. Because I want to hear what Harrison has to say. The second thing is about these meetings. I think that one of my campaign's promises or statements was that I was not overcommitted. I had time to devote to this LSB as a person who could give it time that it took. And I did ask some of the other candidates, but don't you think you're a little overcommitted? It does look like some candidates are, and some of the people who got elected have so many other priorities in their lives that come higher than KPFK that they come late to meetings, they leave meetings early, and I think that this would be a very important time for new candidates to really, really set their priorities, and to, if they are running for this station board, to make it a commitment that that is one of their highest priorities. And I think I'm disappointed because I could have given a lot more time to this, and I am already doing it. I'm not even getting the COVID, as the Yiddish saying goes, but I think that I'm admonishing anybody who is running. And people who are on this committee, they come in late, they advertise their businesses, they leave early. It's like, excuse me, it's a little bit weird, and I don't know where Sarah is either, and I'd like to know that. So I hope someone answers that.
Well, to answer that point, most of the people who missed most of the time were people of color. Maybe this board might want to look at why that is, rather than just... Maybe this board might want to look at why it is that... Is that better? Is this better? Okay. Even farther? Oh, the go, that is better, isn't it? Okay. No, farther is correct, Israel. Farther is correct. Further is a condition and farther is a distance. But anyway... No, I mean, you know, you might ask yourself the question of why it is that most of the members who don't show up most often are members of color, and you might want to investigate that. But I'd like to ask the chair to instruct the secretary to make a record of the things that I'm going to raise here, because they're possibly pursuant to some kind of legal action. I want to pose a question to the chair with respect to the committees of inclusion. Does the KPFK LSB have a committee of inclusion?
Yes.
Has it met? Does it have listener members? Has it done a study of the conditions at KPFK? Has it encouraged any member of color or any woman of KPFK to run for this office? If the answer to those things are no, and I'm certain that there is by the silence, then the board should take note and take responsibility. I'm now, at this moment, putting the responsibility on you legally that the elections that are upcoming are therefore illegal, and that you need to stop dead in your tracks. You need to disadjourn this meeting, Dave, and deal with that question. Y'all need to bring it right to the fore. You could handle this. You could get this COI in order. You could, if you had to delay this election for 1 month, you could still seat the board on time in January. Okay? But if you move forward illegally, you'll be hearing about it. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. I will make sure everything in my power to find an attorney to make sure that you hear about it. And that means every one of you, and you're not indemnified, all right? Bear in mind that you as LSB members are not indemnified, okay? This is a serious matter that I'm raising before you. Well, you're a PNP member. You're indemnified. Don't worry about it. The fact is, you know, like, whether it's the race and nationality policy that you can gut by stripping it of having membership of committees that are diverse, Dave, or whether it's the race and nationality committee resolution that's been sitting there for 2 years plus not having done anything done with it, or whether it's stripping affirmative action, or whether it's you know, pointing out and targeting Sarah for removal, or whatever it is, you know, it's like, be on notice. The COI thing is blatantly illegal. Y'all are irresponsible and out of line with your duties. Be prepared to deal. Please.
Okay, is that all?
Got that? Okay.
For those who missed my call in the other day, I went toe-to-toe with the director of a DMV in Hollywood one year, because the California state vehicle code states that the determination of financial responsibility of a driver, one paragraph other than insurance, a $40,000 bond with the state, $40,000 bond with the state, owning more than 30 vehicles, et cetera, which kicks in only if you're in a financially irresponsible position, which is why Rose Byrd was taken off the California Supreme Court, because she refused to enforce the mandatory insurance laws. There's one paragraph in that vehicle code that says, to be determined by the department. And the department refused to give me a piece of paper that represented that, and I tried to pull the head of the DMV in Hollywood in as a witness. As a witness, and it was thrown out of court. There is no rule that can't be written down. Now, my point is there's a 10-page bound document that's been distributed by the hundreds within the station that indicates how we run our radio station. It has no signature. It has no reference. It has no footnotes. It has no date. And yet, by fiat, and you can look that word up, we're supposed to run our radio station not according to the law of 1934, but by fiat. And we don't even know who the fiat is. We got a real problem.
Can't really hear you well.
Thank you. I'm referring to a document that's circulating in the station. It's apparently published by John, our solicitor.
I don't know. Is this clear? Well, earlier I really wasn't prepared to speak, and I said something that might have that really didn't come across as I'd intended it. When I said the listeners should be chastised for a lack of participation, what I was really getting at was that the station board is really not accountable to anyone but themselves, in effect, because there's nobody around to hold your feet to the fire. So meetings proceed in the typical way because there's nobody around here really raising a ruckus saying, stop, let's get something done here, instead of spending an hour on the agenda or just talking on and on, essentially arguing over points that in the end make no difference because the real issues aren't getting dealt with. So, you know, that's my problem. That's why I'm discouraged from running from the board again, because I just don't feel that it's worth my time. I've got better things to do than go around in circles getting nothing done. So, I mean, I hold myself responsible. And I'm not just pointing fingers around. It's a community thing, you know, and we just aren't getting it. So, and lastly, I have 4 business desks, 2 of them with returns that are in decent shape. If anybody wants them, if they could get to me today, they're going to get given away or going in the trash. So if they're 30-inch by 60-inch desks, they're decent, you know, oak veneer. If you want them, talk to me and we'll see if we can't work something out. Freebies. So, thank you.
I'm sure those desks had some manure, too, added to them in the process. Anyway, I'm looking for a computer chair. No. I really want to speak on this whole COI thing and the fact that, listeners wanting to participate have been disenfranchised, guys. You really, and I don't know if you did that consciously or unconsciously, but the fact is, listeners now have been part of the process. Maybe selectively you've picked listeners to be on certain committees or whatever it is. Maybe it was cherry-picked. But the fact is that actively, even in the cards announcing these meetings, you guys, the only thing you say is that listeners are welcome to attend. To listen and then, of course, do this, what we're doing now. But, I have been posting now, and I really didn't want to get into that, but I've been posting how listeners, how you guys have a crisis of democracy on your hands, a crisis of inclusion, and because there has been so much exclusion. Now, that's why I'm wearing the hat of the forgotten, because I came here over and over and over and over, attended these meetings, even helped facilitate spaces for these meetings, and practically offer myself for free. And of course, that's all I could do anyway. But offer myself to be a service to this, to any committees here. And I have not been asked to be a service. I am, my people are colonized people for over 500 years. I am traditionally an oppressed minority, but I don't buy that label. And I don't buy the label the fact that if there is something wrong with this, with race here, is the big elephant that nobody wants to talk about. And I think we need to include that in the town hall meeting. There's an issue of the fact that I spoke on the resolution about the possible lack of ADA compliance. And I ask either one of you guys to instruct or direct the directors to take that to the PNB and address this nationally. And nobody instructed the directors to do that. Now, I don't think people with disabilities are any less important than people of color, or anything like that. I think it's very close to me, and 30 seconds, it's very close to me, and also the fact that I'm a person that you people have the privilege of calling a person of color. I don't consider myself a person of color. I consider myself a person, okay? But the fact is that my people have been given that typology, then let's deal with it. Because we have been disenfranchised, we have been locked out of the process. In WBAI, there's 1.5 hour devoted to a Puerto Rican show, and it's called the Despierta Boricua. And it's put not in prime time, at 6:30 to 7 o'clock. Okay, and the majority of the population in New York, okay, is Puerto Rican in the city of New York. And yet there's only 1/2 hour devoted to those people. We're looking at this as a national issue, and Rafael's right. And I'm agree with him on this one. He's right. There's a pink elephant in the room, and we don't want to look at it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again for letting me speak. I will make this very short. I just came back from 3 different things that I heard about over the station. One of them was the program at the Ward Church. I gotta tell you, you people want to get inspired. You should have been there Sunday. It was incredible. There were people from all over the basin. Spiritual progressives from churches, black churches, Latino churches, 3 Buddhist churches, all saying we have to make a change for the election. And I never saw anything go off so beautifully, so smoothly, and the audio was great. Now, secondly, I was invited to go over to the LaRouche Do in Pasadena. They had the crummiest audio I ever heard in my life. They had a broadcast, internet broadcast, that you could not even understand. No one calculated the amount of air. I used to be head of presentations for a $800 billion corporation and head of television, and I can tell you, I wouldn't have said, I would have given those people an F. I'm not particularly a fond of LaRouche's things, but I listen to all contingents. The last thing is this. You guys are the heart, soul, blood, guts, and brains. Don't squabble. We are in the fight of our lives. The Republic hasn't been in this much danger since the damn Reconstruction. And the public treasury hasn't been milked this badly since Reconstruction. I want to know the answer to two questions. One, why haven't we heard more of Avery Brown from Washington? Why has her very valiant voice been canceled? The second question I posed at the meeting at the Ward Church.